facing up to it, page 127. We humans are social creatures. We all want to belong, to be part of the group and feel accepted and sometimes loved by those around us. Sometimes this means that we try to fit in. Sometimes that's a good thing, and other times it's not. Mostly we want to be happy. Other people may make us feel good or bad about ourselves, but the key to happiness lies within ourselves and doesn't depend on others. What it boils down to is that the most important person involved in making you happy is you. What happened to her face? We are all different in some way or another. Dawn Shaw, an American woman living near Seattle, Washington, knows all about being different. She was born with a tumour on the left side of her face, and removing the tumour caused that side of her face to be paralysed. Her face is uneven. People have a tendency to stare at her, and young children will point at her and ask their parents, "What happened to her face?" Growing up with a facial difference wasn't easy, and although Dawn has come to a point where she is comfortable in her own skin, there are many people with physical differences and disabilities who aren't. Some of them are afraid to leave their own homes for fear of the reactions of others. It makes me sad to think that some people who have a face that has been changed by a medical condition or an accident are afraid to go out in public because other people can be so hurtful. People with physical differences should be able to exist in everyday society without fear of being stared at or insulted. No one should feel lonely or left out because of how they look or because of a physical limitation. I have felt that way many times during my childhood. Dawn understands that most people don't intend to be hurtful, but she would rather they just asked her directly instead of asking others. Children tend to ask their parents why Dawn looks like she does, and she points out that their parents don't know, so it's better that they ask me, as long as they ask politely. Curiosity is normal, and I understand they are not trying to be mean. Once they learn about me and discover I am just a person, my appearance doesn't matter anymore. Because I am comfortable with who I am, my attitude helps others be comfortable with who I am. Be kind to others and yourself. Self-esteem is important. It gives us confidence and helps us cope with the difficulties that come our way. Sometimes those difficulties include being on the receiving end of snide remarks, teasing and bullying. Dawn feels lucky in that she grew up in a very supportive and nurturing environment. Because of my appearance, I was teased in school. However, I had people who loved and supported me. They encouraged me to develop my talents and helped build my confidence and self-esteem. Because of that, I was more resilient. The mean comments still hurt, but I was able to recover more quickly. The better people feel on the inside and the more they embrace their own abilities and differences, the more quickly they will recover when other people are mean to them. A bully is mean because he or she is unhappy with his or her own life. That person may be jealous or may need to feel more powerful because they lack power in other areas of their life. If a person feels good about their own abilities and talents, they are less likely to want to tear someone else down. Remember to be kind to others. If you meet a person who looks different, imagine they are someone you care about, such as a family member or a friend. How would you want that person to be treated? Don't forget to be kind to yourself as well. Experience is the teacher of all things, Julius Caesar. Putting experience to good use. Life is hard sometimes. Everyone goes through tough phases during their lifetime, and some people have more than their fair share. But it's those difficulties and experiences we gain because of them that open doors. Dawn has chosen to help others by sharing her experiences through writing and webinars, and hopes that in doing so, she will be able to increase awareness and provide support for those who are struggling. Because of how my appearance and experiences have affected my life, I was encouraged to write my memoir, Facing Up to It. It was a long and difficult process, but as I wrote, I came to understand that my story could help other people who are not comfortable with themselves or their appearance. If someone who looks like I do can have a long, successful, and loving marriage, others with altered physical appearance can love and be loved as well. If I can be happy and do fun things like going to concerts and riding my Icelandic horses, others can be happy and do fun things too. My second book, Friending the Mirror, is a guide to helping people feel better about themselves on the inside. In addition to the books I've written, I host an online webinar called Friending the Mirror. This series aims to help people find beauty through happiness by directly addressing issues and insecurities related to appearance, disabilities, and other physical challenges. People are afraid of what they don't understand. My programs educate people about differences so that they become less scary, which helps people become more accepting. My guests also offer advice to help people build self-esteem. Strength in diversity. We focus so much on our differences, and that is creating, I think, a lot of chaos and negativity and bullying in the world. If everybody focused on what we all have in common, we all want to be happy. Ellen DeGeneres. Why do people seem to categorize each other into groups of us and them? Have you ever wondered why seemingly nice people show themselves to be prejudiced and narrow-minded? What makes bullies terrorize others, and why do others remain silent as they witness mean behavior? Maybe it's time for a change in attitude. There's an old saying that we shouldn't judge others until we've walked a mile in their shoes. Well, that may not always be possible, but as Dawn says, all of us have challenges and differences, whether they involve how we look, how we think, what we experience, or a combination of these. We should be happy for such diversity, as it makes each of us unique and gives us so much variety in our lives and in our relationships. It's all about our perspectives, attitudes, and perceptions, and we can change those. Let's start with ourselves. Reflect and connect. Diary. Have you ever stopped to stare at someone? Why? Explain the circumstances and reflect on your feelings and thoughts at the time. Would you react differently after reading the text above? Explain. Have you ever gone through difficulties and used your experience in a positive way? Do you know anyone else who has gone through hard times and become stronger of it? Explain and give examples. Why do you think that Dawn says it was a hard and difficult process to write her memoir, Facing Up to It? What do you think the title of the book means? Explore this topic and try to put yourself in her shoes. Discussion in class. Why do people seem to pick on others and say unkind things? What can we do as individuals? What does it mean to have high self-esteem? What kinds of events or situations can damage our self-esteem? Are children more susceptible to having their self-esteem damaged than adults? Discuss the phrase, bad experiences can make you stronger. Essay topics. Do some research on Aristotle and Nicomachean ethics. How does this relate to the topic of happiness? Present your findings. Do some research on Dawn Shaw and the work that she is doing. Present your findings to your peers in a presentation. Language bank. Boils down to tumour, paralysed, tendency, disabilities, insulted, limitation, intent, curiosity, appearance, cope, snide remarks, nurturing, resilient, embrace, lack, tear someone down, phases, more than their fair share, webinars, awareness, struggling, memoir, altered, insecurities, chaos, categorize, prejudiced, diversity, perspectives, perceptions,